Good day and welcome to the Def Jam conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Steve Carlis. Please go ahead.
Yo, what's good, everybody? We want to welcome y'all, man. It's another call. It's another Def Jam call, man. This one's going to be big, man. We got Fabulous Jepper on the call. He's going to talk about his new record. It's called Ready. It's featuring Chris Brown. I'm going to play it for you early. But before that, I was talking to my homie Steve-O. This Young Sav, by the way. I was talking to my homie Steve-O. And, you know, we're still a little arrogant. You know what I mean? We're still a little arrogant. Just as fun, though, you know, nothing crazy. We're still a little arrogant. And we felt like we'll lead the call off with this record just for, you know, you guys out there that think shit is sweet. Def Jam, we Def Jam, we new Fab right here. It's called Ready featuring Chris Brown.
Oh, shit.
We're going to get back to that exclusive in a minute, though. This is a Fab call right now. Def Jam Records, y'all know what it is, man. Young Sav, Steve-O, Elliot Wilson on the call. Rap Radar, keep it thorough. Respect Mag. Shout out to EP. Shout out to the whole Def Jam. Here we go. Right here, we do nothing but hits over here. You heard? It's gonna be in that inbox soon, y'all. smash record right here. I promise you will hear this all day on the radio for the next 5 months. Promise you.
She gon' give me all the love, she's ready. So ready, she ready, I'm ready. Feel it coming on strong, it's so heavy. She ready, I'm ready.
Yeah. I hear if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. Call you when I get there, you just get your shit ready. Oops, I mean your shit ready. Can't believe I said that. Need you know where my head at. Now show me where your head at. She gon' dive in head first. Do me like the boy. She do it, then we do it. So she can say she go to head. Laid up in that all day. Can't get out that water bed. Talk nasty for your boy. Silent treatment for the bed. No cup for the thirsty. She bad as Tundra Percy. Skin tone like Hershey. Body low, have mercy. If this thing was a car, it'd be a Lamborghini Mercy. Maybe I'm too sad. Girl, she needs it.
I might need the Elliot Wilson laugh right here for no reason. Might need that.
She's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. One touch, she gon' give me all the love. She's ready, so ready. She's ready, I'm ready.
This kid been doing it for a while. He been doing it for a while. Y'all remember this track? Time all the way through, then we're going to jump the call off. This that brand new smash record right here. It's called Ready, featuring Chris Brown. FAB on the call real soon.
on a pen. No cup for the thirsty. She bad in controversy. Skin tone like Hershey. Body low, have mercy. If this thing was a car, it'd be a Lamborghini Mercy. Maybe I'm too fast. Girl, say, baby,
she don't need a pen. No, don't need a master proof. Don't need a set to move. She like, yeah, yeah, yeah. One touch, one touch. She gon' give me all the love. She's ready.
Rock right there, yo. That's a heat rock right there. Yeah, that's a smash record right there, man. That's Fab new record right there. It's called Ready. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Chris Brown. Yeah, I know what it is, man. Loso's back. Loso's way. You feel me? And we're going to jump this call up like we always do, man. There's nothing different from any of our other calls. This one's a little more special. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, especially because we never had a guest speaker on our call. But we're going to get into that in a minute. We're going to get into that in a minute. We're going to explain that in a minute. You know, just so y'all don't know who we are, we're going to go around the table, let y'all know who in the building, who over here repping Def Jam. I'm Young Sav. Some of y'all might know me as Savvy Davis Jr. You know what I'm saying? I got my partner. He about one, two, three. They're about two officers down from me. Who that over there?
Steve, a.k.a. Steve-O. Best of both officers.
For no reason, okay, and I got my other homie, I got an OG homie that's riding with us right now. You know, where you at?
EP, otherwise known as Eric Parlas.
Ooh. All right. EP live on that call, you know what I'm saying? So we here, man, you know what I'm saying? We repping that, you know, world's greatest label, Def Jam Records, you know what I mean? And this is a special day. We got Fabulous new record. We got about to put it all in everybody's inbox. But before we go and get Fab and get him on the call, I'm going to let my man Steve tell you the rules of the call so y'all know what's up. Then EP's going to let y'all know about the priorities. No, matter of fact, before we do the priorities, I'm gonna introduce y'all to the guest speaker. But Steve, let them know what the rules are.
All right, what's up, everybody? Y'all know how this usually goes. It's nothing new. For y'all who have not been on the call before, go through a set of rules to let you know what you can and cannot do and what you should and should not do in order to be respectful to our artists. So first thing is, as soon as we start this call, you can press star 1 right now to ask a question. Star 1 to ask a question. That will put you in a sequential queue. You know, the first person who hits it, you know, it gets in the order of who's going to be able to ask a call first. So press star 1, I'm sorry, in order to get in. get a question in. Rule number two, please state your name, city, affiliation, your website, your radio station, your magazine, so that way the artist can properly identify who or he or she is speaking to. Please do that. State your name, your city, affiliation, whatever it is, whatever tagline you go by, your name, DJ, journalist, whatever you are, just please state who you are. Next rule, please pay attention and do not ask the same question twice. We do not want to waste the time on the artist. We want the call to flow smoothly, and we want it to go in a certain tempo. So please pay attention to the question that were asked before you so we do not spend time answering the same question twice. Next rule, only one question per caller. One question. If you have any extras or any second parts of a question you want answered, you can either email it to me, Sav, EP, or Elliot, or you can Twitter it, you can Insta Messenger, you can text it, you can, any way you can get in touch with us, just send it to us, and we'll try to get that question in for you. Next rule, please be respectful or you will be disconnected. We will not tolerate any disrespect on this call. We will not allow anyone to come on and violate the space of our artists and the people who spent the time to put this together. Last but not least, any drops, requests, bookings, interviews, please ask that offline. Do not ask that to the artist on the call. Please send us an email. Hit us directly. Do not ask that on the call. Hit us offline for that, and we will try our best to coordinate that with either ourselves or management or whoever the proper people are to kind of expedite that for you. And those are the rules.
I bet. You know, before we get to our guest speaker, EP, let's just knock those priorities out real quick. You feel me?
No doubt. First and foremost, we want to talk about that Ready joint featuring Chris Brown. Fabulous. Monster record out there. Monster. It will be in everybody's inbox within the next hour if you don't, you know, already have it. Listen, another priority that we are talking about that we definitely want to shed light to is Neo. Neo has a record currently featuring Fabulous called Should Be You. All my DJs, mixers, MDs, PDs, please make your way back to this Red album that we delivered at the end of last year by Neo. It's a very, very hot album. This single is very, very hot too. It's featuring Fabulous. Really, really dope. The other single that we are currently working is by Young Jeezy. Name of the record is R.I.P. featuring 2 Chainz. Smash. The record just jumped off the It's the World mixtape and is moving out there. If you haven't heard this record or got this record, please get in touch with Kendall, Steve, or myself, and we'll make sure you get it. We're impacting this single at Urban Radio on January 28th. So please make sure you got that. And all my MDs, all my PDs that are on the line, make sure you got that ready for that ad date on the 28th. On a quick side note, I do want to mention that I'm Different is out there at Urban and Rhythmic Radio, currently number 4 on the Urban chart and number 16 on the Rhythmic chart, going for top 3, so please, top 3 at Urban and top 10 at Rhythmic. We have a new addition to the Def Jam family as of late last year, Trinidad James. Welcome to the IDJ family, All Gold Everything, original and remix featuring T.I. and Young Jeezy. Currently number 8 on the Urban chart and number 20 on the Rhythmic chart. This record is really, really moving. Please, all my cutting-edge mix show dudes, please be on the lookout for Females. Females, welcome. Check for that. That's a single that we're going to try to insert to everybody within the next week or two just to keep everything moving. The EP, Don't Be Safe, will be re-released on iTunes on Jan 29th, so please be on the lookout for that. Another artist, new breaking artist that we have here at IDJ is B. Smith. He's on a Motown brand. The record is Let Go featuring 2 Chainz. Very, very hot. Please get at us about that. The other one is Justin Bieber, Right Here, produced by Hit-Boy, Crazy featuring Drake. Very, very dope. And then we're doing a 2-pronged single attack with Rihanna. We're going with Stay, which is a crazy, crazy ballad that, please, all my programmers, pay attention to that record. and then Pour It Up, of course, which is already number 18 on the Urban chart, number 2 greatest gainer, and Moving Quickly. So please, everybody, that's our priorities. If you get a chance, please check on your inboxes and get at us and let us know what you need.
No doubt, no doubt. And, you know, I know you mentioned also, you know, Ludacris, you know what I mean? Make sure y'all check for that, Rest of My Life, Usher and David Guetta, and so look out for that. But this is when the call gets real interesting and it gets fun. I'm about to go get my man Fabulous, put him on the phone so you guys can talk to him. But before he talks, before Fabulous gets on, I want to introduce my homie, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all might know him as YN. Some of y'all might know him as Machiavelli. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all might know him as Elliot Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Couple of hot brands out there moving right now. Keep It Thorough. You got the show, Keep It Thorough. Of course, y'all know him. Respect Magazine. And most importantly, Rap Radar. Elliot, talk to the people, man.
Yo, finally, man. Shit. Goddamn, what up, Sav? Jesus Christ, Steve-O. EP. Yo, Sav, Steve-O, obviously the best of both offices. My man Eric Parler, EP, the OG. Used to beg him for records back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? We go back like that. I made a lot of history. I like being part of history. That's why I said, let me get on this Def Jam conference call. I know how you guys put it down. I enjoy it. You know, every once in a while, B-Dot calls in. He gets it from Rap Radar. He gets a question in there to the artist, man. I enjoy it. And what I like about it is that, you know, you guys are open-minded enough to bring the DJs and the webs, the bloggers together, same community, because we're all tastemakers in this. You know, we all play our role. I feel like the Internet is like the pulse of the game, but you still need the DJs. The DJs is just as important. You know, records come by, they go fast, and like, you know, EP was saying, the priorities, the records that stick, if they get on the radio, they get into rotation, if you DJs get behind them, they have legs and they mean something, or else it's just a record that's hot on the net or hot in the blogs for like a couple of days. So the DJs is very important here in 2013. The bloggers and the sites like Rap Radar are very important, and I appreciate this call that brings us together. You know, we're part of some different shit, some new shit, you know, being on the pulse of the game. Def Jam Records has been on the pulse. They had an amazing 2012. Ricky Rosé, 2 Chainz, Nas, Frank Ocean. A lot of heavyweights. They bagged up Trinidad James at the end of the year. That was kind of crazy. You going to be all quiet, Sav, doing this? I get the fall completely, man. You ain't going to say nothing? It's all me?
You just moving. Just moving around.
Oh, you got to get fat, bro. It's all me. Yeah, so Def Jam, baby. You know how Def Jam's doing it. And then I stopped in 2013. And Sav, I'm excited that Sav is coming back to the mix, man. He hasn't given us an album in like 4 years, a full album. This is his 6th album. I like to call him the young veteran. You know how he does it. Hit records. He's one of the few artists that could do them commercial records that really, you know, can go with heavy R&B, can hit the pop charts also. But then he also gives you those breathe records, those street bangers. Really knock you upside your fucking head. You know, Brooklyn, one of Brooklyn's finest, man. You know, after Loso's way laid low and gave us a lot of mixtapes, you know, the There's No Competition series is phenomenal. The Soul Tape 2 you can't front on. You know, I think he's underrated. Everybody says he's underrated. That's the new talk now, how Fab's underrated, man. But if you look at the stats don't lie, man. Let me briefly, like you know, Fab threw on some records, man. But let me really journalistically break down how my man is moving, the catalog, in case you forget. 2001, Ghetto Fabulous, that's the debut. Dropped the same day as the Blueprint and the Towers. Went platinum. You know what I'm saying? Platinum, I can't deny it. R.I.P. Nate Dogg. Youngin, I still call these young boys Youngin now, man. Youngin, that's Y-O-U-N-G, comma N. That's what I call these young boys out here, the Youngins. He had that classic, Keeping It Gangster. That sounds like I'm on a coup tape right now when I hear that, dun-dun-dun. Like, come on, that's the war cry, son. You better tuck that chain on.
And played that earlier.
You played it earlier. I tucked my chain in when you played that, Sav. I'm real nervous, man.
Elliot, it's time. Like I told everybody on the call, I was going to go get my man F-A-B-O.
F-A-B-O is already ready. That's incredible. That shows how ready he is. He's literally ready.
And guess what?
Sav, baby. You there?
I'm here, man. I'm ready, man. That's the slogan. You know what I'm saying? Not enough to be, but ready. You know what I'm saying right now.
I like that, Fab. I like that, man. So you just smacking us in the head with it. What's good, Fab? I'm honored to be part of this announcement, man. I'm honored to be part of it. I have great respect for you. You know,
I appreciate you being a part of this as well, man. You know, I respect what you do. You know, when I see you, I always salute you and let you know that, you know, I like what you're doing for the culture and for hip-hop as well. And you represent it, you know, in the right way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just taking your time out and being a part of this is, you know, I'm very appreciative of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt, man. I was interrupting me because I was running down your stats, man, so niggas can remember if they forgot anything about the 2001 Platinum album, their debut, Street Games Platinum, Gold albums, number one albums.
Yeah.
I mean, the boys got numbers, man. They got catalogs, man.
So that's why we're here. We're here to refresh in that with, you know, some new music and show that's not just the past fab. You know, that's just just what I do. You know, we just going to continue doing these things, and we're going to continue making hit records and, you know, big records and keep, you know, pushing the envelope. You know, there's not too many guys who can stay around this long and still make records.
Not at all.
People can appreciate, and you know they don't compromise themselves. They, you know, they stay in their zone a little bit, and you know I want to make records over time that can still be records over time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not,
yeah,
not
of
just
course.
Trying to compete and be what everybody else is being. So you know I think you understand that. I think some of the other guys, you know, if they don't understand it, they will understand it after this call, and you know we're gonna let them. You know, say what they need to say as well, and hear some great music.
Well, the thing is, we about to, you know, I know after this call, Sav's going to make sure every DJ in the country has it. I mean, New York's already taking off with it. I heard Hot already got that. You turn on Hot 97, they've been playing it for like a half hour straight. And I don't know if you saw on Twitter already, G-Spin jumped in, and I wanted to read this comment because I thought it was dope. G-Spin, for people that don't know, is program director at Power 105. He said, Fab is one of the few artists to master the art of radio records and holding his street cred. Thin line, and then he put hashtag well played. I mean, you must hear that a lot, but you know what do you think is the formula for that? Why are you able to, like you said, for over 10 years now, able to do that and balance those two?
Well, I think I came from, you know, the street element and you know just the way I was raised and you know where I come from, and then even how I came into the game on the mixtape level, which is at that time was really through the streets, you know what I'm saying? It was supported by
the literally on the streets.
Right. It was distributed through the streets. It was supported by the streets. It was, you know, it was a street way of promoting, you know what I'm saying? So that's the way I came in. So, you know, the transition for me was actually turning myself into an artist and making records and you know, the fusion of R&B and hip-hop and, you know, also, you know, still being myself. You know, I didn't want to change myself. I just wanted to become an artist. And, you know, I felt like I was a good rapper and I could put words together, you know, but you know, it's the next step. You know, that was the next challenge for me. You know what I'm saying? If you just still rapping the way you were rapping on a mixtape, and you know, that means you didn't pass your challenge. So I wanted to be able to still get people, you know, witty lines, you know, punch lines
mm-hmm.
here and there, but also give them the emotion and the you know, the catchy and melodic and, you know, all the things that come with making a great song. You know what I'm saying? So it's a hard thing to balance. You know what I mean? And I think everybody. Some people do it well, and some people haven't, and some people, you know, have evolved into doing that well, and some people come out the gate doing it well, you know what I'm saying?
But you came out the gate. I mean, when did it really click, like, you go from, like, you know, like you said, Fabulous Sport, who's, like, kicking hot 16s on Clue Tapes, to, like, when did it click that you felt like, I feel comfortable as Fabulous, the artist, and I can make these records, and I feel comfortable doing them, and it's effective, and I feel like I'm getting it, I get the formula down, I got it.
Well, it was really observing some of the people. Like, I came up, I'm from Brooklyn, so I came up under, you know, Biggie, Jay-Z, Big Daddy Kane even, you know, Rakim. And if you look at those four artists I named, you would associate them with that as well, being able to, you know, create a dope record, but also keeping their street cred, keeping their, you know, their sense of integrity. And you know, Biggie could do records like Who Shot Ya, could turn around and do Big Papa, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things that I got to look at. And we come from the same place. So, like, really, we're kind of the same people. You know, we go our own ways through life, but you know what I'm saying, what we live through, because we're from the same neighborhood, me, Biggie, and Jay-Z is from Bed-Stuy and Big Daddy Kane, so we all, you know, even we're from different areas of it, we you know, we live the same, we breathe the same air, so to say, you know what I'm saying, so I think just observing them, man, and seeing how they were able to balance that is really what helped me balance it, because I didn't really have a teacher, so to say, to come in. You know, Clue was a mixtape DJ, so I still had to fight some time with Clue about, you know, not actually sounding too mixtape ish. You know what I'm saying? Because he'll pull you back and say he want to release everything through the mixtapes. He wants, you know what I'm saying? Like he has a mixtape DJ mind. You know, so I didn't really have a teacher to just show me pinpoint it. I just had to observe and see what was going on, and you know, kind of keep your ear to the street and what's going on.
So why does it feel good that this is the right time to come back? Because I know you did the, you know, also over 2009. You know,
yeah.
4 years, but you put out a lot of mixtapes. I mean, you basically branded, you know, two incredible mixtape series, There's No Competition and Soul Tape. Like, what did that fulfill you career-wise? Like, why was that important to do those series of mixtapes?
I feel like that's the, the underbelly of the, you know, like the foundation of my base. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I come from the mixtape circuit. And, you know, along the way, I've been around for a minute, so... You know, along the way, I've had a base of fans who genuinely fuck with my music. So, you know, one way for me to keep them in tune and keep them, you know, not drifting away or saying, "Yo, man, I'm giving up on Fab. He's not." It's just give them some music for free. And in this era, you've seen how mixtapes have, you know, generated a lot of attention for a lot of artists. And you know, I just took that platform and just turned it to my own and fed my base, really. You know what I'm saying? And along the way, you know, you may pick up some new people. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the great things about it. It's free, and people can say, you know what, let me check it out because it's free. You know what I mean? And people used to have to just check it out and pay before. So now they can check you out for free. And, you know, I put together that Soul Tape, you know, just because I wanted to do a different style of music than what people probably
were hearing on the radio.
You know, just different type of music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm still being me. I'm not, you know, I'm not rapping in a different form or I'm trying to be tripped out or anything. I'm still me, but just over some different music. And I think people receive that well, too, especially in the era where, you know, the everything is bass and 808 heavy and you know, ratchet music is mainstream now. So, you know, it just gave you something else to listen to. And I felt like that. I felt, you know, I appreciate ratchet music too. Don't get me wrong. I stand on the couch and, you know, and do my thing as well. But sometimes you want to, you know, when you got a glass of wine in your hand, you eating breakfast in the morning, you want a different, you know, you maybe want something to change your perspective going on with your day, you know, and that's what the kind of music I was trying to make with that. So,
and I know you had the concept Loso's Way 2 for a while. My thing is, did you feel like the strong reaction to Soul Tape 2 make you feel like this is now the right time to really begin the launch of Loso's Way 2?
Well, I wanted to drop the mixtape, the Soul Tape 2 mixtape, just to also generate the attention, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, roll it into the album. You know, you want to have, you know, that's part of, especially for somebody who's been away for a few years, you know, you want to generate their attention or at least get some looks, people looking your way or open their ears to you. So that's what I use kind of Soul Tape for. And I knew, you know, following that, I would be coming with, you know, some stuff for the album for Loso's Way too.
Yeah. So why come with this Chris Brown record first, this Ready record? Like, for those who didn't even get on the call, missed Sad playing it on the phone, like, talk about that record and, like, why do you think that should be the first look?
Well, I wanted it to be a first look because it was something that could be overall successful. I think, you know, whether you listen to the radio or you know, I think good music shines through whatever way you give it. So I thought it was a great record overall, and then we would give other records, of course, to complement it and, you know, to cater to other people's tastes. But I think overall, you want to start out with a refreshing, great record that everybody can love overall. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's a good record. You know what I'm saying? And then, because if you start out with just your street record, you know, certain people are not in that lifestyle or in that, you know, in that mind state. And, you know, you may cater to a small group. So, you know, I wanted to start with a great record overall. I think me and Chris, you know, made a great record with Ready. And, you know, that's where we wanted to start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and does that record fit into, like, is Loso's Way 2, you know, I know you had a whole movie with the first one. Is it super conceptual, and does that song fit into the concept of the album as it stands now?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it was a record, like, I go in to make records and, you know, I try to build a concept around the records that are being made. I think Ready is, you know, also symbolic to, you know, just the word ready, just, you know, it also symbolic to me coming back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's a few different titles in the album that you know, are symbolic to this whole movement. And Low Souls Way 2, I have like two subtitles that I'm attaching to it. What, one is Rise to Power, and one is Celebrate Life. And, you know, Rise to Power is kind of more of me, you know, jumping in the shoes, really, and not saying that I didn't, you know, represent before or in any kind of way, but, you know, I feel like, you know, New York music is not at its strongest point, but it also needs somebody to be its backbone. You know, you look at Jay-Z, and Jay-Z has been that backbone and been that, you know, superstar for New York and even an icon, and that's where I think his place is now. It's not even just as a New York artist. So, you know, he kind of overshadows just being a New York artist.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need somebody that also can just step in his shoes when you come here, when you go to the club, when you, you know, when you see the fashion, when you see, you know, everything that represents New York. Each region of music has that, you know what I'm saying? So it's time for me to just step in those shoes and rise to power to that. And Celebrate Life is just really, you know, some of the more of the up-tempo or energy-driven songs on the album where, you know, you can party to them, you can enjoy life to them, you can have a social gathering to them, you can enjoy yourself to them. And I wanted to break down, you know, those two different points, because even in life, I think everybody has that. Everybody,
yeah,
you know, wants, you know, has one side and has another side. And then, you know, sometimes they celebrate life, they party, they, what's the name? But then at the end of the day, when you go home or when you go back to work or whatever, you know, it's back to real life. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I wanted the album to depict too, because it's, you know, that's my way. That's Low Soul's way. Is, you know,
yeah,
I have fun. I live a great life. I'm blessed. I'm fortunate to have a job that I enjoy and passionate and love to do. And then at the same time, I want to celebrate it. You know what I'm saying? I want to live within it, and I want to, you know, represent that through the music. So that's,
well, it's your life.
You know,
I mean, it's been your life for over a decade now. Your life.
Right.
You know?
It's like, yeah, I'm not really just a rapper. This is more like my career now. I'm not just rapping. You know what I'm saying? So when you're doing something for 10 years, you know, you gotta stamp it as that. Like, you know, all right, this is what I do. I'm going to, you know, and I've been doing it for so long. There's a lot of people who haven't done anything that long. There's a lot of haters that haven't been hating for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's no longevity in hating, man. That's how these niggas,
you know,
man.
Yo, Fab, we got Fab on the call right now, man. Brandon,
yeah, I got one more question, Fab. Let me get one more.
Shoot it off.
Now, because with the Rise of Power, it's making me think, like you said, with your pedigree, your roots, you're sort of raised out of this, like, you know, the view of what traditional New York hip-hop should be like, what it should sound like. You know what I mean? I feel like there's some New York rappers now, like A$AP Rocky, French Montana, are doing well, but their music doesn't really sound like what people viewed as, like,
right,
New York hip-hop. What's your take on all that?
I mean, I feel like they've, you know, that's of this generation. I think once the music has crossed the, you know, I guess, the invisible Mason-Dixon line of where South music is and where New York is. And, you know, I think, you know, it's all getting played all over. So, you know, you go to L.A., they're playing it too. You go to, you know, the Midwest. So it's not really a Northwest, South, Midwest kind of thing. It's just, you know, the music which is mainstream right now. And I think, you know, those are artists that came up in a generation of you know, of that transition, you know what I'm saying, where the music is not just New York music. You know, of course, you have a image of what New York music is because of its history. So you know what most of the music used to sound like coming from New York. But now they're representing that new generation of coming from what New York. And I think it's a space, and I think it's room for it as well. You know, I think, you know, I ain't gonna lie, when I first heard A$AP Rocky, I didn't know he was from Harlem, because it was sort of like Houston, it gave me like a Houston feel to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I looked and saw more of his stuff, and, you know, I understand where his influences come from, and, you know, like I said, the fusion now of music, is coming up to New York, and, you know, they playing everything. They play 2 Chainz here. They play, you know, Rick Ross. They play everybody, you know, from all angles. So it's not more just we only play New York stuff here anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't think you should even make music in that vein. But I understand there are still people who make you know, that typical straight New York music. And I just got onto a new guy the other day, Action Bronson, and I heard him, and he sounds like, you know, 90s, you know, New York music, Ghostface, you know what I'm saying? And it sounds real, you know what I'm saying? And I think there's a space for all of it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't knock any of, you know, ASAP or French, you know what I'm saying?
No, of course. How does that affect your approach to music? Do you feel like you wouldn't get Future on a hook because everyone has them, and you rather see if you can make a record with Action Bronson? Like, does the sound changing in those things that you hear now in the club, how does that affect the Celebrate Life portion and the type of music you make? Do you go out of your way to kind of add to that, or do you also try to stretch it out and be different than what the sound of today is?
See, well, Elliot, that's the challenge, because you got to stay competitive. You also want to stay true. You also don't want to compromise yourself. But you also want to, you know, when you go to the club, you want to hear your records as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I think that's the challenge for me, is making music where I'm not compromising myself. I'm still competitive to what's going on, where I can be played in. Because I noticed, you know, when you make certain kind of records too, that they don't fit with the other records that's going on. When I played, when I put out Sony, you know what I mean, which was, you know, a cool New York kind of record, and it had, you know, the drums, the hard Just Blaze drums and what's the name, but there was nothing else being played in the club that was in that same vein, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it was like a DJ had to almost go to a New York set or something to get to that. Or,
for the classic,
you know what I'm saying? You can't just play that in the middle of, it's your birthday, it's your birthday, it just doesn't transition right. So I think about all of that kind of stuff, and, you know, with me, I do think I can make a record with Future. I'm one of the few artists that, even throughout this time, has been versatile enough to make, you know, records in different mediums. You know, when I started, even in the middle and wherever, I could make a record with Bow Wow and then jump on a record with Jadakiss. There's not many artists who can do that. You know what I'm saying? It would look a little distant in your style. You know what I'm saying? So I'm one of the few that could cater to different sounds and not look like I'm compromising myself. So I actually have a song with Future, and you know, it's a little different than the typical song. So, you know, I like to, you know, also bring the collaboration together and not try to chase somebody else's sound. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So to say, so
yeah.
I like to, you know, make a song where we collaborated together and we made a joint. So, you know, I think, you know, overall, I think like that's going to transition into my music, but I'm not going to let it compromise my music, so to say.
Yeah. Okay, Sav, I don't want to hog the whole thing, man.
Nah,
Sav, you there?
Nah, I'm loving this. This is real.
I'll jump in if they start with this.
I wish we could. We gotta sit down and together, man.
We
gotta
put video
this
in
a platform. Yeah, we need to.
We just giving them the preview, Fab. We just giving them the preview of the movie, man.
Yo, man, star one if you want to ask a question. We're gonna take a couple of calls from people that's tuned in right now. Operator, who's the first person on deck?
Ashley Marietta with AshleyMarietta.com.
Hello.
Hello.
You guys can hear me? Okay, great. First of all, I want to thank Elliot for stealing all my questions.
That's what I do, baby. I finish
it. You hate that? Like, you say, man, wait, he asks a question, you'd be like, oh, man.
No, but you want to be, you could ask it a different way. You could try to flip it.
Nah, I have a list of questions, so I marked them out as you went by. Thank you, though. But like they said, I am Ashley Marietta, yes, like the city, by way of Atlanta, Georgia. I guess what I want to ask is, Fab, I know you touched on it a little bit, but do you feel like your album that's coming up is going to be a little bit biased? I know you said you do a good job of, you know, being competitive but staying true, but can you honestly say with all your heart that it's pretty much, you know, in the middle, or do you feel like you kind of lean towards either or? I would say maybe staying true, but do you feel that way?
I think that's one of the reasons why I you know, I put a selection of records together that were more in the same family, and then I put another selection of records that were more in the same family. But like we were just saying, I don't think there's the listener now is already tuned into hearing, you know, different kind of music. Like it's not as regioned as it was before. You know what I'm saying? Everything is not regional now, so people hear you know, listening to artists from down south, whereas when I first came up, you know, none of that was even getting played up this way. And, you know, when you go down there now, there's not much New York play down there either. You know what I'm saying? So,
yo, Fab bought the game. Jeezy, man. Jeezy, do the damn thing. Tell these fools,
yeah,
Fab. Tell
these
niggas.
Right. That was one of the collaborations that, you know, I was able to pull off because, you know, me being frequent in Atlanta and seeing, you know, Jeezy, you know, we did that record together, and I think we came out, you know, still being each other and still making a great record. And that's what I think overall, you know, I want to try to do with the music. Like, I don't want to region my music. I don't want to say this is just New York music or I'm trying to make South music. I just want to make good music as a whole. You know, some things will have some bass in it. Some things will have some 808s in it and some won't. And some will have, you know, make it more music even with the 808s and the bass, but it'll still be musical and, you know, and still have different things talked about over it than, you know, the typical stuff. So, you know, that's my way of, you know, keeping it true to what I do. And not compromising, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Star One, if you want to ask a question, yo, man, it's a just looking at Twitter right now, it's a lot of cool.
We on fire? How we looking, Fab? I put that number on my Twitter and really shut this shit down, man. Fab's trying to lay back on the Twitter thing, but I'm
yo,
a beast for this motherfucker.
Yo,
don't let me go in.
I can't stop you from doing what you do. Do you?
should I shut it down? Should I shut the game down, man?
I think we're ready to shut the game down, man.
Shut it down.
Put that number. I'm gonna let the fools in, man. Yo, I feel like I'm in the club, Fab, and I found the back door, and I'm letting the niggas in, man. Okay.
All right. Yo, Star One, if you want to ask a question, we're going to take a couple more calls. We got Loso on the phone right now. Brand new single, Ready.
Yo, don't ask no stupid shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
be respectful.
Don't ask nothing crazy, man. Don't ask
no stupid shit.
There you go. Star One, operator, who's next? Who's next? Who we got next?
DJ Juanito with InflexWeTrust.com.
Juanito!
Juanito.
Lost him. He's eating a sandwich and shit. He's a Mexican.
Juanito, you there? All right, we got to go to the next caller. But operator, you see Juanito?
We'll get him back.
Just put him next in line. Star One, if you want to ask a question, operator, who's next?
Leroy Smith with BrooklynRooftops.com.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Ain't too much, man. Hey, man, I'm definitely waiting on the album. Been waiting since the first one dropped. All I want to know is, yeah, I'm definitely a big fan, man. What producers on this album, right?
I mean, I work with a lot of new young producers, man. I felt like, you know, throughout my career, I work with, you know, a lot of big names, and you know, at this point in time, it's not just really about the big names. I think it's about giving some, you know, new, fresh energy a shot and you know, working with those guys because they're hungry. And, you know, and it's kind of a way of, you know, opening the door for, you know, leaving the door cracked for somebody after you get in. You know what I'm saying? So I work with a couple of new guys. I work with a guy by the name of Marley the Martian who, you know, he's been working with me throughout my mixtape projects. And that's another thing I did. A lot of the guys who I worked with on the mixtape, you know, I also gave them opportunities to, you know, submit stuff for the album as well. So, yeah, I worked with Marley, like I said. I worked with the team. It's got some guys out of Miami. Marl, can I get that? Let me see that wallpaper right there. I worked with Jay Cardam. I worked with a lot of guys that I had never worked with before, man. I worked with the Beat Billionaire. I worked with the Arsenals. I worked with the Renegades. I worked with the Runners. The Runners is one of the guys that I worked with before. But I worked with a lot of new guys, man, and I wanted that energy, man. You can see it in their eyes when they come in the studio. You know, their energy is driven. You know what I'm saying? And they want to be a part of it more than, you know, you go in with some of the big names, and not to knock anybody, but you know, they live and they good, and they, you know, they don't have the same hunger. So I wanted to get in with some of that with those guys that are hunger, and you know, even increase my hunger. You know, as a guy who's been in it for almost 10 years, so, you know, they hunger keeps me hungry, so to say.
All right, Star One, if you want to ask a question, I think, operator, do we got Juanito back? He just hit me on email and said he's back. Is he there?
Juanito.
Yo.
Juanito.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
What up?
I'm good, man. Yo, congratulations, man. I feel that this single is going to really do something and take you to another level.
Yeah, how long, how now you've been playing that shit, man? A half hour straight?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Bring it back. Yo, play it some more, Juanito. What's going on, man?
Enough still going, man. What up, Elliot? What up, everybody?
What up?
If you could name a verse that you're going to, you know, name like a verse that you're going to put on the next album, or do you, if you know a line of the next album, off the album you're going to put out or anything, what line means the most, because because you put your heart into it, that you can kind of say, you know what, this verse off this single or this song.
How about a whole song? I did a song called Love and Hip Hop, so you kind of get a little bit of where that's going just with that title there, but it's really, you know, spoken from how I feel about that whole situation, because I don't really speak much in, like, you know, interview about, you know, the reality television situation and, you know, how that's playing into my personal life and, you know, things of that nature. But I felt like it was something that I wanted to speak on. You know, I think each album I want to speak on something personal to me as well, and shed some light on some things that may be dark, you know what I'm saying, where people have a lot of assumptions or a lot of, the story is a little one-sided. So, you know, I definitely wanted to, you know, touch it, but, you know, not in a bad way, not in a, you know, insulting way or anything like that, but just, you know, some real talk on the shit, you know what I'm saying, because I don't know if everybody gets that, you know, and I don't really give that through interviews, because, you know, I don't, that's not one of the things I like to talk about, you know, so I think that song, you know, people are gonna gravitate to it, you know, just on the title alone, but there's some real talk in that.
So that's your statement. That song will answer all questions. Anybody, you know, anybody got any questions? You answer it through your music.
Yep.
Loso Live.
How do you feel after you got that off? You felt like a weight was off?
I like it.
Yeah.
I felt like it needed to be said. I felt like, you know, you can't correct everybody's assumptions, or you can't, you know, you're not going to reach every person, and, you know, a lot of people watch that show, and, you know, it's women driven. So, you know, I just wanted to speak my piece on it, really, you know, rather than, you know, stay silent and completely avoid it, you know, just give, you know, what my opinion was and my side of the story. That's it, really.
Ooh, good shit.
Yo, there you go, man. Star One, you got a question. We're going to take a couple more calls. Operator, who's next? Who we got?
Carl Ely with Art Boy Cali.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Art Boy Cali. I'm based in Boston, Massachusetts. I just want to
turn your thing, turn your radio down, whatever you got. Turn something down.
Cool. Hey, can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Ellie and Ashley actually touched base on the same question I was going to ask. You mentioned you wanted to bring fresh energy and looking for new talent that was hungry and open the door for new talent. And you also mentioned earlier that, you know, some of the pioneers that you looked up to reside from Brooklyn, such as Biggie, Jay-Z, and Big Daddy Kane. So for artists that look up to you, primarily the ones that are not from Brooklyn or New York, what type of artists do you look for to follow your footsteps to continue the genuine hip-hop style and wordplay and soul essence and beat selection, you know, which many would say that you have created and maintained for the past decade? So how does the artist reach out to you on a serious inquiry who could really maintain the same versatile style and vibe as yourself?
I mean, it's hard
I
think it's hard for me to give them the avenue of a way to, you know, I run into people, I see people online, I check into other stuff. Some people bring me to other people, some people show me stuff online, you know, but I think me doing my part is really to try to help continue that, you know what I'm saying? The lyricism, you know, for lyricism to continue, you're going to need lyricists. So, you know, I think, you know, I try to do what I can, and people, and certain people value it, and certain people, that, you know, lyrics is not their cup of tea, but, you know, for the people that do value it and appreciate it, that's who I do it for, man. And I hope it breeds other MCs to what's the name, this generation as we see today. There's certain guys who do, and even when you see the new artists that are, you know, coming out, you know, a lot of the artists are not, you know, lyrically inclined. Like, it's more about their hooks and their beats. And
definitely.
I think So, you know, I think there's a few guys that, you know, that carry the torch of lyricism. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Next call.
Mecca Global Media Group.
Keeping it moving.
Hey, Sav. What's up, Elliot?
What's going on?
Continued success. First of all, you're one of those artists. You've been delivering consistently hit after hit for this past decade. And what do you think attributes to you staying in your lane? Because like you said, thank you, Elliot. He also asked the same thing I was going to say about you don't compromise your style. And you could jump on a record like Trade It All with Jagged Edge Dudes and jump right on a record like Breathe. What do you attribute to staying in your lane? And what do you think is your main formula that makes you stick to that? Because you don't skip a beat, Fab.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's really knowing who you are and what you do, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I, you know, sometimes I do stuff that probably the world would never hear, and I just be like, yo, that's not me, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I try things. I even tried it more on a whole mixtape, so to say, like with There's No Competition 3, you know, I still was me, but I used, you know, the influence of what everybody was starting to listen to more. And you know, I overall, I don't think that was my sound. I felt like I was, you know, catering to another sound. But I think what keeps me, you know, making those kind of records that you say is the things that I know I'm strong at, you know, the places that the kind of records that I know I can make and, I'm comfortable making. And I think there is an audience for that. And my base and the people who fuck with my music love me for making that kind of music. So when I get, you know, the feedback and, you know, even through Twitter and through, you know, the social networks and Instagram, when I see it's well received, that lets me know that, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be here doing.
She put the question to ask in a different way, you see? Stop crying about me hogging the questions, man. She flipped it. See, I told you he wasn't fucking with that take three the way it should have been. You know what I mean? He answered it for you.
Right. Yo, Star Wonder, we're gonna take about three more questions, but I do think we have a 1B Dot holding on the call. Operator, do you see a B Dot from Rap Radar? He just hit me on.
It's his birthday too, Fab. You might have to be nice to him.
Shout out. Happy birthday,
bro.
Happy birthday.
Is B Dot birthday?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Operator, you got him?
He's not with me right now. Where's he at? He's at home eating a cheeseburger. Where this nigga at? He's not on the phone.
Operator, are you there?
Press star 0, I can open his line.
You're fired, B-Dot. Nah, you there? Hello?
Yo, B-Dot, knock that out. We're going to take the next call. We're going to come right back to you, bro. Star 1, if you got a question. Operator, who's next, though?
Raquel Wiley with Tommy Gunn's Def Jam.
Salute.
Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Congratulations, guys. Congratulations, Fabulous, on your single. I know it's going to be a hit because it's a banger.
Thank you.
I'm from St. Louis, so from the Lou. I'm a blogger with Music Soundtrack of Life. It's www.rondabo.blogspot.com. And my question to you is, I know you're a versatile artist, and there's some great producers out here, and one of them is Flying Lotus, and there's a guy named Thundercat, and I would love to see a collab with you two, with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always open to, you know, hear new production and you know, hear what people got in store, you know what I mean? I think that's, you know, when people send me beats, you know, I'm kind of bad at just, you know, I got to hear everything because I feel like it might, that one time you say, yeah, the rest of this beat's going to be whack, you might have, you know, threw away a diamond, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely with, you know, hearing it if you want to make the connection and give me some of that music.
All right, yo, I got a text question from my man DJ Franzen out in Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
Word up,
Franzen,
what
up,
man?
That's the homie right there.
Fantastic.
He said, ask Loso, does he see himself going on tour this year? He does have a lot of dedicated female fans who's been waiting on him to tour. This question comes from one of his Twitter followers.
Good question.
You see all the Fab, you see all the interactive type of shit going on?
We got enough people on the call, Fab. We big out here right now.
Operator just told me 600 people live on the call right now.
Woo! Did we break the record?
Yo, I think.
Close the record. I'm sorry, Fab. I want to break the record.
Yeah?
Wow.
Fab, we're close. I'm getting numbers now.
All right, let us know. We'll let everybody know before the call is over. It's looking that way, though, according to the operator. Let's go.
So, I definitely want to do more touring, though, man. The touring is a crucial part of, you know, you being an artist and you representing your music the right way, man. And, you know, I haven't been out on as many tours. I've took a lot of spot dates, you know, and that was just even to keep the chain moving, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you know, touch here and there fans and keep, you know, other bringing new fans in, you know what I'm saying? Just doing stuff in that space. But I definitely want to, my core fans, I think that's what you, when you do a tour, you go in these cities and you touch the people that really, you know, appreciate your music and support your music. And, that's why I want to get back to, touring as well. So he definitely can, I'm looking for something in the near future with, maybe me and Pusha, you know, me a short run real quick before we,
That sounds exciting.
But I think that'll be dope.
Dope. Shout to Push, man.
That sounds exciting, Fab.
Yeah. Operator, look up, Brian Miller. It should be under Brian Miller. Do you see him?
Trying to go with government. Yo, Fab, we have a date on the album yet?
Huh?
We have a date on the album yet?
Nah, I don't think we ain't really get a solid date, but I'm thinking Marchish, maybe, you know, March, April, March or something like that. But yeah, we'll know.
How deep are you like 90% done? You think?
Yeah, I think I'm about like 85 at this point. So we definitely, you know, I'm just tightening up a couple of records, a couple screws. I got a few records that are monsters, so we just gotta, you know, plan out how we.
I heard we got a big street record coming.
Yeah, I got a joint with Ross that's kind of special too, man. I wanna get that to the world in a minute. I just wanna tighten up the hook a little bit, but it's a
you and Rose? Awesome.
Great energy, yeah.
Okay. Operator, pull up Minion say what? I got a lot of people hitting me on email right now saying they're trying to get through to talk to you, Fab. Phone lines is crazy right now. I can't
it's
even
flooded,
imagine.
Man. I don't let the
it's flooded.
Man.
Yeah, let them through, man.
Operator, you
let
got what you got?
Let him get some of this real shit.
Operator, you there?
Yes. What was that name again?
Mina say what?
No, Mina. M-I-N-A, I think. Mina say what?
Yep.
Yeah.
From Philly.
What?
What's up, girl? You there?
Yeah, hello?
Yo, shoot.
Hello?
Let's go.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up?
It's Mina say what? Power 99 Philly. Fab, I really love this record. I'm liking what
you're
doing. You were talking about the balance of hip-hop and R&B. I know you focused on this upcoming album. Does that mean that the Fab Neo joint album is on hold?
I guess so. I think it has to be on hold. I think that's a record that needs to be done when we're both, you know, back on track with, you know, our careers and getting it where it needs to be, and then you put that monster together, and then it, you know, it's something special. So, you know, I had to get me right before I can get us right, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what. And I've had the conversation with a few people. You know, I've had it with Neo, I've had it with Trey. You know, I've had it, you know, I think you know, my music and what I do fusions well with, you know, with a lot of different R&B, and you know, if you look at my track record of music, you know, you've seen, you know, I've made a great amount of records that have R&B hooks, and, you know, collaborated with a lot of different R&B artists. So you know, I want to do it overall. You know, I think that fusion between hip hop and R&B is always a great marriage, but, you know, I just wanted to get me right first before I, you know, step in that world.
All right, Star One, we're going to ask one more question. Might get a bonus question, but we're going to ask one more question. Operator, who's that last question right now?
DJ Technic with Stack Attack Mixtape.
What's up, bro?
Yo.
Yo. Go
ahead. Hey, Fab.
Yo.
Hey, Fab. DJ Technic here from NYC, Weekly Mixtape. Brother,
what's going on?
Keep doing your thing. Keep doing everything. I've been a big fan of yours. I got your whole collection. My fabulous club set is me.
I gotta hear that one day, man. I gotta hear that one day, man. I'm a big fan of sets and playlists, so I, you know.
The Fab set.
Yeah, I gotta hear that. I gotta hear that Fab set. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You got a question?
wanted to perfect the fashion, man.
You wanted to show love. Nah, I respect that. I respect that. Shout out to you. See if Brian Miller say he has an excellent question. I want to hear this question. Do you see him?
What's the best fab set you've ever experienced, Sav?
Huh?
What's the best fab set you've ever experienced, like being in the club playing your own shit? Do you get bashful when you hear your shit in the club like that, or you just be drinking more and just being happy and shit, celebrating life?
I'm a mixture of the two. I like hearing, you know, some stuff, and I like seeing, you know, how certain records affect other people. So, I love to see that. I love, you know, sometimes not really, but really being like the fly in a fly on the wall in the club, you know what I'm saying, and just see what the energy is there. And I like to just, you know, not always stand out as the artist in the club, you know what I'm saying? I like to just chill sometimes and, you know, do my thing. But I love hearing, you know, my records as well. I love seeing the way they perform. You know, that's one of the things you know, when you be in the production of making the records, you be like, yo, man, I can't wait to hear this in the club, you know what I'm saying? So then you get that opportunity too. You know, it feels good, you know what I mean? You with your team or you with your family, and even, you know, sometimes the people who were there going through the struggle or the work or the hard work of making it, and now you're there celebrating it in the club. So, you know, I enjoy it.
Yo, we appreciate that for you getting on this call, man. Like, you know, it's a bunch of people listening. Yo, Steve, did we break the record?
Still computing. We up there, though. We close.
Right,
what up, Steve? What's good?
What up, my G?
Hey, shit, man.
We just out here, man. What you want to say to everybody that's tuned in before you get off the call? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I want to say that I appreciate y'all time, man, for coming down and listening in on what we got going on here, man. We about to just give the people good music, man. Give them great, no Kanye, but just some good music, some great music that, you know, that you could vibe to, that you could party to, that you could chill with your girl to, that you could ride to, that, you know, just many emotions and many different flavors of music on the album, man. And it took me a while, but, you know, me seeing the how important it is to be, you know, also a staple for New York and make music for the city, especially at this time now. So, you know, but I don't want to be, you know, boxed as, you know, just a New York rapper. I want to represent for my city, of course, but I just want to be in the likes of people who just make great music, man. And I appreciate them, you know, taking the time out to see what we got going on over here, man, and devoting their attention to it. So, you know, that's love, man. I appreciate it.
Yo, we want to thank Fab for jumping on the call, man. We appreciate you.
Fab, we need you back on Twitter, man. We need Fab back on Twitter, man.
Yeah. People been talking to me about, you know, you gotta get back on Twitter, man. And I think I might have to make my, you know, I might have to reintroduce myself to Twitter, man, and get back to allow me to reintroduce myself on Twitter, man. I think it's about time, man. And I don't want it to feel generic, like I'm coming back to promote the album, but, you know, I mean, just without the promotion, just come back and just give my insight and give my input, you know what I mean?
Needed, man. It's needed.
I felt like it got sensitive, you know what I'm saying? You know, of course, Ryan, you know how sensitive the game gets sometimes, you know, so I felt like, yo, let me just fall back, because you can't say a guy's name right now without him, like, you know, going on a Twitter rant and going off, and, you know, it leads into other things. It leads into, you know, Cassidy and Meek battles and me and Ray J feuds, and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I'm confident.
I be feeling like, you know, that's not the grown thing to do, to beef on social networks. But I do want to come back and, you know, just have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people got some of my personality through it. You know what I'm saying? Just like, yo,
of
people,
course. I think
I never knew
you really
funny, I never knew. You know what I'm saying? So
me too.
I think it was.
No, good. I mean, even me. I feel like I know you more from that when you was on that run doing it. Because your approach to social media is unique, just like mine. And, you know, and we do it well in different ways. And I think because you're so aware of how it's going down, I think you can navigate and avoid a lot of the pitfalls that a lot of cats do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then occasionally, if you have to just slap some Twitter people.
You ready for that too? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stay ready. Ready. Don't stay focused. Ready. Chris Brown.
Fab,
yo, Fab, he in the studio right now, so we're going to let him get back to work. All you DJs, make sure you're playing that MP3. All you bloggers, all you guys online, stick to that SoundCloud, all right? That's where y'all need to be. All right? Fab, we're going to let you go. We're going to let Elliot have his final statement. You know what I mean, Fab? Good looking for jumping on.
All
Yeah, and we got some shit for the streets next week, man. So, you know.
What's the next joint?
And I can't announce it yet because I'm going to let Fav come in and him and a couple, I'm going to let Fav be the guy that points out which one. I'm going to play a couple records for Fav and you know. So, you know, y'all are going to, it's all going to be on Fav. That's what I'm going to
We're
going to
do that, though. We're going to definitely do that.
All right, thanks,
Fav. Good looking.
Appreciate you, Al.
Thanks, baby.
All right, bro.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? We want to thank everybody for jumping on the Fabulous call. We appreciate it.
Yo, we broke that record, yes, sir? We broke that record?
Yo,
we broke that record. 890.
Yeah! We had to do it, man. We had to set 2013 right, man. You Def Jam Records. You out with Def Jam. Nigga, Joey I.E., Steve Bottles, Tekka, E.P., Sav, Carlos. Come on, baby. We got to move like that.
I know this, yo, Elliot. You know what I'm saying? This was your first call. You actually, this is history because it's the first person we ever had on a call.
I appreciate that, man.
Working
I appreciate
delivery.
That. I like to make history, man.
This is history. What's your parting words? What's your parting words, man?
Yo, man, just get that Fab ready in rotation, man. It's a strong record. Look out for Fab. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting my brands. Rap Radar, respect. Keep it thorough. The truth. You know me, man. I'm the birthday boy, man. Follow me on Twitter at Elliot Wilson. That's 2 L's, 2 T's. My Instagram game is phenomenal. Follow me on that. Same government name. There's no image, man. I'm whining to a lot of people, but I'm Elliot Wilson. As simple as that. Once again, I want to thank Sav. I want to thank Steve. I want to thank EP, man, for letting me be part of history, man. I like doing new shit. I like being the first at something. So love you guys, man.
Yeah.
IDJ in 2013. Let's get it.
Yeah, ain't nothing else moving out here, you know what I'm saying? And just so y'all know how to contact us and stuff like that, you can hit us on our Twitter. Mine's is Young Sav, YOUNGSAVV, two Vs. The Instagram is Savvy Davis Jr., SAVVYDAVISJR. Steve, tell them what your shit is.
It's just Steve Carlos, Twitter and Instagram.
All right, and EP, you over there, you want to let them know where you at?
At Street Legal EP and EPMD11 Instagram.
I need the full audio, baby. The full audio. Get that on that Rap Radar. You know what I mean?
You're gonna get that real soon. You're gonna get that real soon. And like you said, man, we thank everybody on this call for supporting us. You know what I mean? This was a record call for us, man. We ain't never did this many people. I think Steve said it was like, what is it, 850 or something? That's incredible. 850 people tuned in right now.
Woo!
Right now, you know what I'm saying? So everybody go check your inboxes. You know what I mean? You know, if you're a blogger, the SoundCloud's there. If you're a DJ, the MP3 is there. And if you ain't got it, y'all know where to find us. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going nowhere. We right here. We everywhere. They never
ready.
Come.
We still ready.
You know
we stay ready.
And like my homie always end the call, do what you do.
This call has been sponsored by the best of both offices.
100, y'all.
Hey.
2013.